This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families and Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba without any accountability. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. As we have learned from the scholars of the past and our predecessors and from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that after Ramadan they would continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. So keeping that in mind, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He accept our Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Qiyam, our Siyam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the du'as that we made in Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us many more Ramadans. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, if there's one question that many of us have been asked, and no matter what culture you belong to, no matter what language we speak, and no matter what the color of our skin is, if you were to ask everyone what is one thing you want in life, everyone will say, they will have different things to say, but there will be one answer that you will find a consensus on, and that is that everyone wants to be happy in life. And whatever we do in life, it is there. We do everything in our life to find that happiness in our life, to find that contentment in life. We want a life filled with less challenges. No matter how many challenges there are and how many we are going through, we want a life free of challenges. We want to go through a life where even if we have to go through challenges, minimal challenges. We want to go through a life where we don't have too many worries, too many episodes of anxiety and depression and so forth. And we have also thought about the idea, and the society has taught us, that any kind of difficulties in our life, any kind of hiccup in life, is a sign that there is no happiness in your life. Brothers and sisters, our ultimate goal of life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ultimate goal of life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us a situation, Allah will grant us a situation and circumstances that no matter what the challenges are, we will be able to go through them. There is no such thing called a life that is challenge-free. There is no such thing called a life where there is no episodes of anxiety or depression. No matter the person who has nothing versus the person who has everything in this dunya, the most richest man right now on the face of this earth, if you tell me that they go through no challenges and they don't ever experience anxiety or depression or challenging situations in their life, then there's one thing I have to tell you, and that is that you are absolutely delusional. Every person in this dunya will have to go through challenges. But when we talk about happiness, first of all, there's a lot of debates, scientifically speaking, that what brings happiness to a person. For a Muslim, what we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that when a person has good things in their life, a person is able to pray salat, that should make you happy. Why? Because Allah has given us the ability and Allah has given us the tawfiq. And a person who is consistent with their prayers, that is a sign that Allah is pleased with them. Because a person that Allah is displeased with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them away from salat. Allah keeps them away from the Quran. Allah keeps them away from qiyam. So when we engage in ibadat, it's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. But many other scientists have also discovered, and they begin debating, that what brings happiness to a person. Some say that experiences of life, such as entertainment, and this endless amount of freedom, and constant socializing and being around people, is what brings happiness to people. And wallahi, I'll tell you, I have come across many people who have a very, very social life, and they're not happy in life. I have had people who come to me and say that I don't ever get time to myself. Why? Because I'm constantly being invited from one dawat to another dawat to another dawat. And in order to please everyone, I go to everyone's place. I go to and I accept everyone's invitation. But what that has done in my life is that it has caused depression in my life. So this idea that endless amount of freedom or entertainment or socializing endless amount of socializing brings happiness, wallahi, is false. There's other people who say that materialism, life achievements will bring you happiness. But this is also false. Why? Because anything that you achieve in life and any materialism that you acquire or we acquire in life, there will be some temporary happiness. But then after that, that happiness wears off. So the question is that where does happiness lie in? How can we find happiness in our life? And the thing that most scholars, they say, is that a person who has spirituality in their life, meaning that they have tazkiyatun nafs in their life, their hearts are attached to Allah and they're constantly seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who have a longer lifespan. They have purpose of life, and you'll find these people that no matter if they have challenges in their life, you're still going to find them happy. And there is no better example than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man, if you study his life from beginning to end, challenges after challenges. But what would he say when someone asked him about his long hours of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a man that no other person in human history has gone through the amount of challenges as compared to anyone else. He has gone through the most amount of challenges, yet you see his attitude is not that as if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's challenges and his issues that did exist in his society were gone. No, they did exist. He had issues in his own brethren. He had issues within the Quraysh. He had issues with the Jewish community and the place where he lived. But he always saw the other side, and he always made sure that he was thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today in this brief khutbah, I want to share with you five things. Five things, inshallah, you keep in mind that if we want to find happiness in our life, there's five things we have to let go of. Five things that we have to ignore or perhaps let go of that you and I, we are holding on to so much, and this is why we're not finding happiness in our life. The very first thing is that we have to learn how to let go of control in our life. See, whatever we do in our life, we make sure our kids go to a school that is convenient for us. We make sure that we work and we get to work in a way that is convenient for us. The places where we live, where we do things in our life, how we do things in our life, everything is based on convenience. But at the same time, there are many situations or many times where things do not go our way. You get in the car, you're driving to work, you're on time. You probably have a presentation to conduct at work. And guess what? You have a flat tire on the way going there. And you can get out and be so upset and say, why did Allah make this happen to me? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring a situation like this upon me? And you're going in all these clean clothes and now you have to get out and you have to get, you know, your hands dirty and so forth. It is an unpleasant situation. Or let's just say you've gone for a vacation with your family. In summer, this happens often. And then someone gets sick during that vacation. And you're thinking to yourself that here, we're out here to have a good time with my family. And one of my children or my spouse has become sick. There are things in our life that don't go our way, brothers and sisters. But this is where we have to learn how to let go. This is where we have to learn how to say that I put my tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to learn how to say that this is part of Allah's plan. This is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I want it or not, that's not the question. But the question is that am I satisfied with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times do we see in our own families, there's a sudden death in our family? We never expected it, but that is a time when we say, I put my trust in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salam's mother to put Musa in the basket. Did she want to do that? No, but she put her tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separated Yaqub alayhi salam and his son Yusuf alayhi salam for an extended period of time. Did he lose his trust in Allah? No, he put his trust in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Maryam alayhi salam was told that she would deliver and she would have a child, in a way that is not normal, where there is no man involved. And the first thing that comes to her mind is that what are the people going to say about me? And they will accuse me of immorality. And what happened is that in all three situations, because they put their trust in Allah and because they put their trust in the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah changed all of their situations. In the case of Musa alayhi salam, Allah returned Musa back to the mother. Not only was she feeding her own child, which is a mother's responsibility, but she was receiving a stipend for doing something of that type. In the case of Yaqub and Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam was returned to Yaqub alayhi salam, but now as a grown man and with so much izzah and dignity. And not only that, but in the case of Maryam alayhi salam, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exonerated her from all ill and anything, any blame or any accusations, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a dignity and an honor and a position that He did not give to any other woman in the history of mankind, when He says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is Allah's way of showing these three prophets and all the other prophets that when they went through challenges in life, but they put their trust in Allah's qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the situation better for them. Brothers and sisters, we have a lot of plans. We have a 5-year plan, we have a 10-year plan. But when things don't go our way, in that situation, instead of becoming displeased, rather we should say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows something that I'm not aware of. Who knows, if I were to hold on to this job, I might have been deprived from another better position. Who knows that this person got sick, but because of this, I came closer to Deen. Who knows that this situation that I may have gone through, I have seen people in my life who have gone through car accidents, motorcycle accidents. They did not die. Alhamdulillah, Allah kept them alive. But this situation was a catalyst for them to becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before this, they were not praying, they were not doing anything. But that one difficult situation caused them to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, anything that happens in our life, always turn to Allah and always be content with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first thing is letting go of having full control over our life. Number two is that how we can find happiness is letting go of impressing others. Wallahi, today we are living in a time that we are constantly worried about other people's opinions about us. We will go on social media and post so many things about my vacation, about where I went and where he went or where she went and so forth. And after every 5 minutes, we'll go back to social media to check how many people have liked that message, how many people have commented about that message, how many people have shared that message. Why? Because we are so obsessed. Wallahi, we are so obsessed with what other people think of us. And this is a reality of a person who has the love of this dunya in their heart. Allah says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم. This constant need of impressing others and showing others where I went and what I did and what I'm eating. Brothers and sisters, if we are constantly obsessed about impressing others, what about impressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That should be our goal of life. Because the reality is that the more you try to impress someone, and the more you try to reach someone else's expectations, and they don't give you the attention of the day, it's going to make you do more and more. This is the reality of the human being. That it will make you do more and more, and you will go out of your own comfort zone to please someone else and to impress someone else. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, is that today you might impress one person and you displease others. And that is why there is absolutely no way you can please everyone. If there is one that you try to always please, if there's one that we all try to please, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah gives a very beautiful example. A very beautiful example in Surah Zumar. Allah says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلًا فِيهِ الشُّرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because slavery existed a long time ago, of course, And when you had one person who was serving multiple masters, Allah is saying, what makes more sense? That a person who has to serve multiple masters, does that make more sense? Or a person who has to serve only one master, does that make sense? It makes more sense that you have to please only one master, because we cannot please everyone. Today you try to please one aspect of society, you'll make other aspects of society upset with you. So therefore, there's one goal of our life, and that is that we don't try to impress people, we don't try to impress others. If there's one that we have to impress, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the Prophet says, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You cannot, لا طاعة لمخلوق. There is no way that you are obedient to the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you're displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Often, in order to please people, we displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet says there is no such thing of that type. Number three, we have to learn how to let go of our past. There are so many times people come and they say, I regret something like this happened in the past. I regret I did not invest here. I regret something happened to my child. I regret I did not put my child in this particular school. I regret not taking that job. I regret. And this is where we have to understand that there's a concept in the Quran, and you will know this when I say this, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. We're either worried about the future, or we're worried about, or we have regret over the past. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, the only way you can secure your future, and the only way we can come to peace with our past, the only way we can come to peace with our past is, once again, we put our iman and our faith in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did such and such happen in the past? It was beyond my control. It was in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter you cry a river over it, it will not change the past. As far as the future is concerned, the people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will secure their future. How so? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The awliya of Allah, the people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no fear about the future, and there is no regret about the past. And who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who have taqwa in their life, those who have faith in their life, they are the ones who are going to receive no fear about the future and no regret about the past. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says about these kind of people, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. There is glad tidings for these people in this dunya and glad tidings for them in the akhirah. So brothers and sisters, yes, there are a lot of times we are worried about the future. I've met a lot of parents who are worried about their kids, but we do what we have to do on our part, and we leave the rest in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us remind ourselves the story of Musa and Khadr, when they went and they erected the wall, that the people of the city had refused to show any hospitality to these two people. But Khadr went out of his way to ensure that the wall is fixed. Why? Because he says that this underneath this wall, there is treasure that is secured for two orphan kids. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And their father was righteous. When parents are righteous, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah take care of their kids. But this is where we have to put our trust in Allah, and we have to apply taqwa in our life. That is number three. Number four, we have to let go of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to let go of focusing on what other people have and not focusing on what we have. We are so concerned about other people's happiness. This person, they're going to do this and they'll become so rich. And this family is going for a vacation. And this family is doing such and such. And their kid became number one. Or their kid got a scholarship and so forth. Brothers and sisters, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, let's be thankful over that. Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful to Allah, Allah will increase in our blessings. So that is why instead of worrying about others, let's focus on what we have. Wallahi, there are people who come to me and they say, yeah, Imam, I don't have this, I don't have that. I'm so worried about the future. I'm so worried about this and that. And I have to just sometimes just say one thing. Look at the people of Gaza. Their homes are bombed and destroyed. Where are they going to go and live? They don't have food to eat. They don't have clean water to drink and so forth. And yet here, living in America, our fridges are stacked from top to bottom. We have external freezers in our garages or in our homes that are stacked from the top to bottom. Our kids have comfortable beds to sleep on. Even if they're sleeping on the floor, they're not worried about their life. They're not worried about a bomb dropping on their house overnight. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, we are so blessed in so many different ways, yet we are so focused on what we don't have. Ramadan just went by. What was one of the objectives of Ramadan? Is that we apply gratitude in our life. Allah is telling us, either you are amongst those who are grateful to Allah, or you are amongst those who are ungrateful to Allah. And a person who is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the little that Allah has given them, Allah will take away that. So brothers and sisters, The fourth thing in order for us to be happy is we have to let go of focusing on what other people have. If someone has gone for a vacation, we see on social media, alhamdulillah for them. Make dua for them and inshallah you'll get the same thing too. But do not make dua against others. Do not be jealous of others. And if there are things that we are doing that is triggering that ungrateful behavior in our life, then we learn how to let it go. If I know that going on social media and seeing other people's happiness is making me ungrateful to Allah, then get off social media. If I have friends that every time I sit around them, all they're talking about is where I went and what I did and so forth, and that is making me ungrateful, then sever your relationship with those kind of friends and don't be around those friends. But we have to be around people who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is number four. And the last thing, in order for us to find happiness, the fifth thing that we must let go of is criticizing, constantly criticizing other people. There are people, wallahi, all their job is that they just criticize and they find faults and flaws in others and other people and other families and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You're constantly worried about others, but you forget about yourself. And this is why we find even from Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, there were people in Medina who had faults, but they covered their sins and did not speak about the faults of others. So Allah covered up their sins and they died as if they were without sin. Meaning that, and then Ibn Umar, he continues, he says, and there were those who had faults, but they bruised themselves with the faults of others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed their sins and their faults before entire mankind. So meaning that if we are constantly worried about other people's faults and flaws, and we expose other people, first of all is, we will not find happiness in our life by doing this. Because often when people criticize others, they're trying to find a way to show others that they are better than them. In their psychology, they're trying to create a situation that I am better than them. The only way I can show and make myself feel better compared to them is when I put them down. This is how we make ourselves feel better nowadays, by putting other people down. Subhanallah. And Allah is telling us that this is not how you'll find happiness. When you put other people down, Allah will put us down. This is the reality of our life. And if we try to find faults within others and we expose other people's faults and flaws, then Allah will expose our faults and our flaws within others. And what will happen if other people find out about our flaws and faults? Will we find happiness? No, we will not find happiness. So these are five things that we must do, we must let go of if we want to find any kind of satisfaction and happiness in our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are the successful in this dunya and the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from this dunya when He is most pleased with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last a'mal our best a'mal. Ameen rabbil alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an azim wa nafa'ana wa iyyakum bil ayati wadh-dhikr al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Just to quickly recap so we keep these five things in mind. If we want to find happiness, let go of five things. Number one is letting go of having full control over your life. Number two is letting go of constantly trying to impress other people. Number three is trying to let go of the past and not be overly consumed about the future. Number four is always letting go of what other people have and not focusing on what we have. And number five is letting go of criticizing others. These are five things. Of course, there are many other things I can share, but because of time, I just want to share these five things, inshallah. We let go of these five things, we'll find some kind of happiness and satisfaction in our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring ease in our life. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ansur islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur islam wal muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna ala man khalafana. Wahfad biladana wa aslih awladana. واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسمنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. There's plenty of space inside the main hall. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure to come inside. Sisters, please make sure rows are straight, gaps are filled. Please make sure the rows are complete, sisters. Brother, there's still a lot of space inside the main hall. Please come inside. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Look around you, brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are complete. Often the rows are incomplete.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر.
السلام
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله
شهر رمضان الذي فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون